This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Alaska Airlines is at the centre of a controversy, allegedly after a gay couple was forced off a flight when they wouldn't give up their seats for a straight couple.
Wow, no, they didn't. That doesn't happen in this day and age.
It says that it was reported in the Washington Post earlier this week. David Cooley, who's the owner of a bar in West Hollywood, wrote that while he and his partner were travelling from New York to Los Angeles, his partner was asked to move from his premium seat to an economy seat so that the
paid for an expensive seat and they want you to go to a cheap
they
seat.
They want him to go to a cheap seat.
Oh, that's really terrible.
But they're saying they
would...
you go? But no way. If that air hostess lady
or the air hostie, you know, male, female, whoever, if he tells you to move, you have to move. Part of the, like, legal bits.
Absolutely.
They can arrest you in the air.
But what this guy, David, is saying, he's saying that they had to move because for a straight couple. So he was annoyed over that. But Alaska Airlines have issued a statement to CBS News saying that the partner had been asked to move because the airline had accidentally sold the same seat to do two different customers.
So then why did they make him move? See, but airlines do this all the time. They oversell a flight knowing people don't come. This is wrong. If I've paid for a seat and I've paid, you take my money, it goes, that is my seat. I own that for that 45 minutes of that flight.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I rent it. If he's bought
a premium seat and he's been...
But you can't win. Because I'd fight. I'd stand there and say, I'm not moving. Move me, sweetie.
But he's claiming that it was done because they were gay.
Well...
So, you know, there's two things here, isn't there? Like they could have been moved because the seat was oversold. That could be a genuine excuse of the airline saying, and he's thrown up the gay card. Saying, no, I'm being moved because they were a straight couple.
Okay, I'm not getting angry about this one.
No, I can't get you
Number
angry.
Number one, you shouldn't be going on Alaskan Airlines. I mean, bloody hell, what are you doing? I don't know. Alaskan Airlines stands for everything. I'm assuming it's full of polar bears. It's the bears of the north.
We've got a double pass to give away to the iconic Australian musical, The Boy from Oz.
Oh, hooray.
Which turns 20.
At the Arts Centre, I found out that's where it's at.
Absolutely. It's thanks to Joy Sponsor, the production company. So we saw Peter Allen's shirt, didn't we?
We saw the original one. Oh, that was Peter Allen, wasn't it?
Yeah. We saw the original
one. God, it was little.
Yeah.
It was tiny.
Yeah, I didn't realise he was
Actually, you know, the other thing that shocked me there was a Bon Scott from AC/DC. His jacket was even smaller than Peter Allen's shirt.
So this this was down at the archives, down at the Art Centre where we went on the
weekend. It's called The Vault.
The Vault.
We went to go and see all the costumes.
Absolutely. So we're going to give away this double pass to see The Boy from Oz. We want to know what you bring back from the 80s.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Or even what's your favourite memory? Let's just say you're young. Tell us what you think of, you know, when you're about the 80s.
Yeah,
the favourite thing.
What would you bring back?
Well, I was thinking about that. There was lots of things I definitely wouldn't bring because I was thinking about learning to roller skate when we used to... Remember they first brought out Discman?
Oh, yeah.
And you used to try and roller skate with your Discman on it, but every time you moved, it bumped. So you used to try and roller skate and you'd hold it out in front of you so you'd look like so nerdy trying to keep it still. So that's something I definitely wouldn't bring back. The other thing I was thinking about as a hairdresser, definitely perms. Oh, my
perms?
God, they were just a nightmare.
I'd bring back Pac-Man. I was addicted to that.
Okay, I could see that. Yeah. A little round thing with a big mouth trying to swallow everything that comes near it. I could see that, yeah.
What about E.T.?
They wouldn't try and bring that back, would they? Because you're right, since the 80s, look how much they've brought back. All the shows. I mean, they tried Roseanne. That didn't last very long, did it?
No.
They keep bringing back. What are we talking about? X-Men, Transformers and all of those.
So maybe E.T. could come back.
No, that bitch went. He's gone. Yeah. We've probably eaten him. Probably turned him into black pudding somewhere. Well, you'd have a go at an alien. I'd have a go, wouldn't you?
You'd eat an alien.
If I was hungry enough, yeah. So we've got lots of people sending in the answers or talking about what their favourite memory of the 80s is. And what we got here, I like this one. Bring back the times when friends went out together and talked to each other rather than spending the night looking on their mobiles.
I agree.
Good on you, Richard. So both you and Richard are, what, ready to retire? You're in your 90s? Yeah. Join the modern world, sweetheart.
No, I reckon Richard's got a point there.
No, I totally agree. You know I'm all for it. Yeah, put that thing down. Yeah. Here we go. I would bring back Desert Boots and my innocent and my virginity. Oh, please, little Jason.
But Desert Boots came back, didn't they?
Oh, they did. Yeah,
they've come back. I've got,
but definitely not little Jason's virginity. No. That boat long gone. Yeah. And hi, Warren and Tom. I'd bring back hypercolour shirts and slap wristbands. That's so true.
Oh, they'll come back.
But the problem is, you get caught when you touch people up now with the hypercolour shirts because it gives you handprints. I mean, we're not allowed to do that anymore.
Can't get away with it. Yeah, there's some good things there, but definitely bring back talking to your friends. I reckon that's a good one.
Oh, I like this. Jack from Williamtown says, bring back blue light discos from the 80s where hot boys wore tight Fabergé jeans. That was true.
Fabergé
jeans. I loved a Fabergé. R.M. William boots with high Cuban heels and a flannelette shirt. That sounds nice. I like here, bring back mellow yellow and cicadas.
Mellow yellow.
Not in the same can. You don't put cicadas in with your mellow yellow.
Definitely don't. I'm going to get told off for this, I know, but I really hate it on social media when people persistently post that they're sitting in business class.
Oh, I love that.
Really?
What do you mean?
Well, why do they have this? Not everyone can afford business class.
And that's why you take a photo, so the rest of the people can sit there at the back.
And so they can shove it down other people's throats and make them feel like they're missing out.
When you're up the back of that plane, you should be sitting there in tears, eating out of a plastic bit of thing, half a drink. No way.
No.
I'm happy.
People who are consistently doing it, wanting their validation that they're in business class, really annoys me.
Have you ever been business class?
Well, you know what?
No.
You know
what? Answer the question.
I'm going to answer the question, right? I have been several times.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, you know.
I was going to say.
But up until now, no one knows. I don't tell people about it.
Well, I've only been on business class once. And that was by, I think we went to Thailand on Jetstar. Oh, I don't know. One of the Australian cheap ones.
Right.
Well, I made Wayne, because we're going to get into the Qantas lounge, I made Wayne go, like, I'm talking 8 hours early. Because I'm thinking, bitch, I'm getting my money's worth. You know,
Hang on. So 8 hours early.
No, it wasn't that early, but I'm like saying to Wayne, come on, we've got to go. I'm getting my money's worth. You know, finally I get. When we arrived to check in, there was nobody there yet. And I made Wayne go back outside and wait until there was a line of people so they could watch me join the business class queue.
I thought, Tom,
I have spent years looking at those people do that. You bitches will be sitting there watching when I strut through.
So I would have been annoyed at that.
Oh, would have you?
Yeah, it just annoys me when people throw it down other people's throat.
It's terrible.
It's absolutely terrible. Well, you may want to rethink travelling business class because bed bugs were recently found on a business class seat for an Air India flight.
Okay, so...
Yep, the reports from Fox News said the business class passengers took to Twitter to express their anger and disgust at the airline. The passengers revealed that their seats were infested with bed bugs, causing them to have bites all over their bodies.
I don't think... I mean, let's be totally honest. I always think of that. How many times have those seats been cleaned? Bed bugs are the least problem you're going to worry about. Let's think about everything else that's coming through.
The passenger said that the crew was spraying, apparently. They must have been spraying, so I don't know if they identified them or if it's that routine spray. And all these bed bugs started coming out of the seats and crawling everywhere.
I thought bed bugs were like a phallus, you know, like what your nana used to tell you. Back in the old days, we used to have bed bugs and have to walk 16 Ks in the dark, you know, barefoot to school, riding our bed bugs. But they're real.
They're real. Have you ever been bitten by one?
Well, no, I'm not going to go there. Occasionally that's my husband, but we won't go there.
He's a bed bug. So yeah, you might want to reconsider flying business class.
I'm fine.
No
worries, sweetie. I'll be sending you pictures while I'm in up at business class my bed bugs.
You'll be unfriended straight away.
Promises.
We want to know what you'd bring back from the 80s.
Well, I'm getting told here that last time I said mellow yellow and cicadas, he actually meant chickadees. I didn't know there was such a thing as chickadees.
Yeah, those things.
Were they
snacks.
Chips or lollies?
No,
or?
They were like a cheesel thing, but they were solid.
Okay, yeah, it mustn't have been that important because I don't remember it. Yeah. Bring back hair crimping. Oh, I love a crimper.
Hair crimping.
Do you remember I used to do that? I burnt my children's hair during that once. Like
crimping?
Well, I forgot to wash the hairspray out of her hair and I thought I'll crimp it. And as I'm crimping it, next to me, go, it doesn't matter. I was a hairdresser. It's my kid. I just said, just be quiet and put it back in. Yeah. Stuck it in. And when we go here, bring back the Walkman and the mixtape.
The Walkman.
That's very true.
Absolutely. And my Walkman always chewed the tapes up.
Yes. Do you remember what you had to do when you made a mixtape and you just had to put the sticky tape on the back of it so no one could re-tape over the top of it?
Yes, that's right, to stop you from...
Because my dad still tells me about how I once taped Countdown over one of his important CDs or something.
Do you know what? I was cleaning out my cupboards the other day and I found a box and it's got some old mixtapes.
That you made?
Yes.
Did you used to make ones to your love? You know, like we used to go to your boyfriend and you'd make him a mixtape and send it in the mail and have all those sloppy things in there. Then you'd make one for your enemy as well. You'd send it to them. It
was just all anger. The hate songs and anger songs.
Yeah.
No, I love to play them, but I haven't got anything to play them on.
Oh, you don't have an old cassette thing?
No, I need to go and find one somewhere, maybe at you know, a second-hand shop or something. But I'd love to see what's on them.
Andrew, he goes, here, Mr. Sunny Boy, and the free ice. Oh, I remember he used to wait to look for the, get the free one inside if it had the gold writing.
Yeah, but you suck on the corner of those Sunny Boy things and then the flavour would all go out and then they just become this boring piece of ice, remember?
Yeah, well, you don't just suck on it. You've got to... get in there as well and bite it occasionally. Oh, I like this. I like this. Neil from Carrum Down says, bring back the power suits with padded like shoulders. I think Joan all the way. Joan Collins all the way. And what have we got? I'll bring back Charlie's Angels for the girls or maybe Jigsaw Hazard for the boys. But as Gabby told me here, because our lovely guest Gabby, we didn't mind Daisy Duke from Jigsaw Hazards.
Oh,
it was for the boys
now?
And the girls.
I've been sitting here for half an hour wanting to comment on everything and I haven't been able to say a word.
Well, sweetheart, I'm paid the big bucks to talk. Yeah,
I'm paid a little bit too.
Well, you're right, but unfortunately you work for the Victorian Police Department, so you don't get paid that well.
I don't get paid too badly.
Oh, really? Well, shit, I'll be talking about that in the next election, won't we? Bloody government servants.
So next week we're going to hear some new voices across Joy when our spring programming starts. One of Joy's most popular podcast series, The Glow Show, is going to make a move to On Air.
We are.
Which would be fantastic. And joining us to tell us about it is Victoria Police leading senior constable Gabby Glow and Joy presenter Will.
Hi, how are you going?
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good.
We're excited.
We are.
We haven't been on the grid for probably 5 years. We've had the podcast for a year, but before that we were just doing bits and pieces on live shows and now we're going to be 6:30 on Mondays. PM.
How did you get involved in hosting the show?
I'm kind of a leftover from the original Glow Show when we started in 2009.
Okay, that was back with Paul Anthony, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've sort of been involved ever since the origin of it, I guess.
So what is the Glow Show? For those who haven't listened or haven't seen the podcast?
Well, it basically introduces the police force. We go through the various departments within the police force, talk about... what sort of activities they do, the challenges that they face. We basically get to know the Victorian Police and we also get to know the Glow side of the Victorian Police and how they look after and have the LGBTI community best at heart.
Yeah, so we started the Glow Show basically to humanise police so that people would feel safe and comfortable coming to the police. We know that lots of people in the LGBTI community often don't want to talk to us, are afraid of us, so we wanted to make sure people knew that we're just people too. We're put on a uniform every day, but we're just people like you, so we're safe and you can come and approach us.
Have you had really good feedback from the Glow Show?
Won Best Podcast.
Wow.
Yep, and I think we also made the top 10, which was the only dedicated podcast at Joy to get into the top 10 with one of our episodes.
And so we have great guests.
We do have sensational guests. We have Beck from Highway Patrol, which was on your show last week, I believe.
Yes, last week. We learned
she talks more than you.
Yeah, it was
which
kind
is
of
almost
hard
impossible.
To get it in, wasn't it?
Did she reveal that you can dry your nails outside the window?
That was true. There was lots of things we learned that I had no idea that's about. We've all got these ideas of these stupid rules. I see, I'm still convinced that I can pee on the back tire of my car.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So if I'm driving down the highway and have to do a wee, as long as I pee on the driver's side back wheel, I'm legally allowed to do it.
And where did you get this story from?
My grandfather told me it goes back to when the old wagon men when they were in the wagons.
And as long as you're not driving at the same time.
No. So if you have to pee, as long as you're peeing on the driver's side back wheel.
I've never heard of it, but there are a lot of old laws that shouldn't be in existence anymore. Yeah. So that could still be there.
I try to use that excuse, it's maybe not going to work.
It might not.
No.
Beck will know. We'll get when she comes back on, we'll ask her that question.
So what sort of, apart from peeing on the back of a tyre, what sort of topics would you cover?
Well, I guess we start off, when I first did the Glow Show, we did Police Air Wing, which was one.
Mm-hmm. Which was Air Wing?
One of
Air
your
Wing.
Loves.
One of my
Glow,
loves.
Who's the pilot of one of our helicopters.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Scott. Fantastic bloke and really, really dedicated. And doing that for the first time was fascinating and we'd just talk all about some of the challenges and the equipment that they use. And but
now,
you're
an aircraft engineer, aren't you?
I am.
So that's your interest.
So that was nice and easy for me to technically bombard him with odds and ends.
that was Will's first show with us.
That was too, yeah. But we've also done family violence.
We've got a chief commissioner coming up in a few weeks' time.
Yeah.
We get all ranks and... different jobs and roles.
We've had a few assistant commissioners come in and do interviews, which we've been privileged to.
We've had a few chief commissioners
and a few
in
chief
previous years.
Yeah, so it's
anyone you want us to talk to, any topic you want us to cover, we can do it.
So basically, people can contact you at the Glow Show for ideas about up and coming things or questions they might do.
Yes.
So how would they contact you?
Well, we really haven't sorted that out, to be brutally honest, at this stage.
Oh, okay.
The show's in its infancy. We're just setting it all up.
Email Joy.
But it'll be. We intend to have interactions soon. We'll have to probably vet everything, but we'll probably have a Glow Show email address that people can...
I think we have one already.
We do have one.
It's theglowshow@joy.org.au.
What if someone doesn't want to contact the show, they actually want to contact a Glow?
Well, the Glow list is on the Victoria Police website.
Okay.
So just type in GLLO or gay or lesbian or any of the keywords and a current list will come up. There's over 270 around the state.
Gabby, when would you recommend someone to contact a Glow office? When it's basically like LGBTIA issues, or just as if you're maybe a gay person who doesn't feel safe going to the police? Because it's terrible to say, but people my age and above from Sydney, we had a very bad fear of the police in Sydney in those
days.
Yeah,
I understand.
And I do understand there's a lot of people I don't, because I get to know lovely police like you and you get to see people at work and time moves on and...
Mm.
But would you, when do people go to...
Well, I would firstly say never in an emergency.
So not in an emergency.
Because in an emergency, there may not be one available. So always ring 000.
Yep.
But if you want to talk to a Glow to report or to get some advice, referrals to other services, just get onto the list, check out the list, ring your local police station, ask if they've got a Glow and just give them a call or drop in.
So great. So they're there basically any time other than emergency, which we should always ring 000.
Absolutely.
Any time. Don't ever ring 000 because you can't find the tomato sauce in the back of the fridge.
No.
You idiots. But there are people that do that. I mean... Just,
we don't know the answer to that question, most likely.
But other than that, you guys are basically there for anyone from the LGBT to come and you'll direct us to about where we should go.
For sure.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, we may not be there when you call because we're on shift work. We might be on leave. But there should be a Glow somewhere around that you can talk to. But you can always talk to any police officer. If you're confident enough to ring a Glow and you get someone else... Try and talk to that person because they'll be very good and they'll be very helpful. They can help you with anything.
Great.
So the Glow Show is going to be on air when?
No, I've got to not think in 24-hour clock, but it's 6 p.m. 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Monday.
Fantastic. Starting next week.
Starting next week.
Wow. So only half an hour.
Yeah.
God,
we've got to cover a lot in that short time.
Yeah.
We'll talk really fast.
I agree. I imagine. And are you actually going to bring a uniform in? Do we get to play with the tools? Do you take that night sip, that handcuffs?
If I have my uniform on and I'm wearing all my equipment, no, you can't play with anything.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah. And don't forget also you can download all the past and future podcasts from joy.org.au or on iTunes.
Yeah, definitely. There's hundreds probably.
No, it was about 50, 55
but
already.
There's podcasts from the old school Glow Show.
Yeah, because we give you Creepy Andy every so often to come and help you, don't we? Does he help you with your podcast?
Yeah. He's not so creepy. He's kind of nice.
Oh, he's nice. He's lovely.
He does all the great work with the podcast. He puts them all together. He edits out our ums and ahs and makes us sound really intelligent. Can you do that now, Andy? Right now.
Andy's an integral part of our show. We're really pleased and proud to have him.
Well, we're the same. Yeah. I mean, I think Joy would fall apart if Andy wasn't here.
Exactly. Yeah. I agree.
Thanks,
Will and
Andy.
Gabby, best of luck with the show. Thanks so much for joining us this morning on Joy. You can hang around.
Please.
Oh. We want to know what your favourite thing is from the 80s or what you would bring back from the
80s. Or your memory. What was your memory, Gabby, from the 80s? Or what would you bring back?
Well, I loved crimping my hair.
Oh, so you would have crimped your hair.
I was always crimping.
Well, why don't we... You come
Not
around.
Crumping. Is crumping dancing?
I think it is. It's like when you shake your booty.
Yeah, I can't do that.
You
for crimping.
You don't crimp and crump?
No. That would be interesting. No, I don't think I'm that coordinated. Crimping, yeah.
What about you, Will?
I'd bring back fags.
Fags?
Yeah.
Where do they go?
Yeah. You're in Joy. There's plenty of them here.
Not those fags. I mean, that cigarette-y fag thing.
Oh, those little
lollies.
And they used to have the red on the end.
That's it.
And you'd be standing as a fight.
Really, really antisocial.
They were pure sugar.
I know.
Yeah, but when you think back about it, you would be this 3 or 5-year-old standing there at the corner pretending to smoke.
I mean, like Humphrey Bogart or something like that.
But now, as a parent, you'd die if you saw your child
kicking around with those.
Pretending to smoke. And, those days, have a cig. gear, you know. Yeah.
Pretty much everything that people have said they want to bring back, I want. Sunny Boys, what else was there?
Sunny Boys.
Was it
brilliant.
E.T. before?
No. I can do without E.T.
He tried to push that shit on me before. I thought I shot that one down. I think I turned him into a haggis, didn't I?
No, you turned him into black pudding.
Yeah, well, now I've realised, I mean, we can be sushi in Japan somewhere, couldn't he? That's where E.T.'s gone. Yeah.
Does anyone remember Spuds? Spuds were these like shriveled up dehydrated potatoes that you would put in a saucepan and they had a kind of cheese sauce and you added water or something.
Yes.
Oh my God, I love them.
They were yum.
No.
They were really nice.
No. Yeah, they were in like a packet. They were amazing.
I'm with Tom here, no.
They were really yummy.
I thought I made them up. Thank God you remembered.
Well, while you're here, we've had an independent report come out into Malaysian Airlines flight MH370, and it failed to determine the cause of the plane's disappearance. And it's also raised questions about the safety of flying. There's a range of estimates out there based on different analysis, and it puts the odds of dying as a plane passenger at 1 in 205,552, comparing with, say, a cyclist, which is 1 in 4,000. And for drowning is 1 in 1,086, and a car crash is 1 in 102.
Well, that's right, and those statistics, I mean, they come from all over the place, but they all ring the same theme. We hear some too that a pilot will have 30 times more chance of dying just driving home from work, not to work, just driving home from work, than being involved in an incident, not so much a crash. Now, another statistic that I've always savoured is that if you were to board a regular public transport flight every day, it would take you 11,000 years to be involved in an aircraft crash.
11,000 years?
11,000 years to be involved in an aircraft crash. Now, when you analyse an aircraft crash, some where one people die or some where all the people die. So if you use those statistics, if you're involved in a crash, you'd have a more than 50% chance of surviving the crash.
Wow. See, I'm a terrible flyer. I always make sure I sit near the wing because I feel it's my job to watch that wing still connected the whole time. And then I always look at the guy on the other side of the plane and I look at him and like, you got your job. You won't. And I always panic when I see, you know, the one that shuts the blind the whole time and they're sleeping the whole flight. I get sick, so I have to get up and walk to the other side of the plane just to check that wing's there.
And to make sure none of those gremlins are coming out of there.
I don't know why. It's ridiculous. But I'm also that squealer who, you know, I'll be sitting on the plane watching and every time the plane moves, I go, I squeal, I throw my hands in the air.
So the reason we're asking you, Will, is because you are an aircraft engineer. Mm-hmm. So why do you think it is that we're so frightened of flying when the odds are just clearly, you know?
Look, media doesn't help for a start, but I think it gets down to the primeval instinct within us that you don't have control. When you're talking about a car accident, you generally have control because you are the driver. When you're in an aeroplane, it's very complex. It's people don't really understand what's going on and they're just generally not in control. So that's where I think a lot of the fears come from.
Do you think it's because our mind realises we shouldn't be thrown in this little metal box and thrown across the sky?
Yeah.
It is not normal.
We're in the sky. Human. That's kind of the point. We're up really high.
And if something happens... This shit, mate. There's no excuse.
There's not much to do.
You can't say, slow down, please. No. Can you change lanes? Can we pull in? You know, like I'm not...
Pull over and stop. Yeah, doesn't happen.
Oh, my... No, see, I'm terrible. I could... But you know what? It doesn't stop me getting on a plane. The fear gets me and I get so scared and I'm stressing for days. But God, I love Europe. You know, I will do anything just to get to Europe. So it doesn't stop me, but I do. And I spend the whole time praying to God. Please, God, I promise I'll be good if I make it.
I don't fear the flight. I fear the length of the flight because it's just so long and you can't move. You can't get up and walk around too much. And I just hate the thought of sitting in one place for 12, 14, 18 hours.
Well, my biggest fear of flying is getting put in economy, so...
You're one of those ones that posts...
I'm one of those ones, yes.
And you post on social media.
No, I hate social media, but yes, I'm guilty.
But you know, if Will's flying, it's probably business class.
So Western Australian-based aviation journalist Geoffrey Thomas has developed a 7-star rating system to rank the world's safest airlines. He has Qantas in there.
Yeah.
You'd agree with that?
It can get complex. Ratings... where do you begin with the formula? That's the hard part. Any of these statistical ratings that come out don't address a lot of the issues that I see within the industry. So,
don't get on a plane if it's from a third world country.
Not necessarily.
Oh, well, yeah. Didn't Mexico one fall out the sky
course.
The other
and
day?
There's airlines all around the world that have issues, and that's a fact of life. I'll give you an example. Garuda Airlines in Indonesia had an extremely poor reputation.
They were bad, weren't they?
About 15 years ago. They lost their EASA approval to fly over Europe. They weren't even allowed to overfly Europe. And they just went, right, that's it. And they basically shut the airline down. They got in expertise from Europe. They got in Lufthansa Technik, who do their own maintenance. They said, look, we just can't do this anymore. You do it. And they've gone literally from worst to first. And you consider Garuda to be a third world airline, or Indonesia to be a third world. Mate, I would fly Garuda in a heartbeat. Their standards are fantastic.
I would still say no to Garuda because it goes back to that whole...
Correct.
Because they had a very... I'm sure when I was young, they had a terrible accident and that was...
And they have. Mm. But today, and if I was to analyse the way the staff morale is, the way the people are looked after, their training, their standards that they meet, fantastic. So, you know, there's a lot of complexities in when it comes to statistics, and I generally don't believe them, to be brutally honest.
But let's be honest. It comes to the end of the day, we all go by the cheapest. We all love Qantas and we think it's safe and we're going to do... You get on the internet and you're going, hang on, they're about three times the price of the other people. Yeah, I'll go with... Sure, isn't it?
It is true. Mm.
But in a nutshell, so it's safer to fly than to drive.
Oh, it's safer to fly than
or
just
walk
to
down the street,
anything.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's it for us. We've got the Glow Show with Gabby and Will starting on Monday.
Monday, 6:30.
At 6:30 PM.
Or 18:30 for normal people.
18:30
for normal
people. To 1900.
Interesting police stories. Everyone loves a good police story.
We love it.
Tune in.
But we want to hear the bad bits.
There
no, not
bad
the bad
bits. There
is
the bad bits.
I want to hear the time someone got tasered and they peed themselves in front of their family.
You know, I'll see if horrendous. I can organise that.
Yeah, we're going to come in and taser you and try it, I reckon.
Well, I won't.
Let's do that, Will.
Yeah, on air. That'd be.
I don't know where you're getting the taser from because I'm not providing it.
Oh, okay.
Don't forget,
we've just been shot down, haven't we?
Yeah.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.